audio article sponsored by the Springing the Blues Festival April 5th through 7th in Jacksonville Beach. More at springingtheblues.com. Veterans Helping Veterans, Mission United finds immediate solutions. Can you imagine having served your country and then being a productive civilian for many years to suddenly find yourself homeless, with all options exhausted and not knowing how you're going to survive now? With the political and economic landscape so daunting, many older veterans are just one unplanned bill or situation away from this fate. Although there are a lot of agencies out there to help with various needs, from WeCare Jacks, who find doctors to help vets who can't pay, to Operation Barnabas, that provides temporary housing and job placement, none can help immediately. And if you are suddenly homeless, broke, having explored all known avenues and down to your last few dollars, you need to eat and sleep somewhere today. Many on the edge are so distraught and emotionally overwhelmed that they don't know where to get help. Others who may have contacted and are working with some resources are also stuck waiting on the paperwork and processing time loop, not knowing when they will actually get some relief. Maybe weeks, maybe months. With more than 420,000 active duty military, veterans and their families settled in Northeast Florida, their population is the largest in Florida and the third largest in the United States. That includes 9 counties and 9.5 military installations. These families can be challenged while serving by not having enough funds to pay the bills, or when transitioning to civilian life trying to navigate the complex network of veteran services, or as older veterans who suddenly have more obstacles than they can handle. That's when a small, very dedicated United Way of Northeast Florida's UWNF, Mission United TM team jumps into action, providing immediate help by leveraging UWNF's connections to local human, social, and veteran services. What makes them unique is this community-based collective provides veteran peer support. This means that they can more easily relate to another service person's needs and challenges, and in turn, those in trauma are more comfortable expressing their fears and needs to them. Launched in Northeast Florida in 2019, the Mission United MU team of 3 veterans have assisted 5,200 veterans so far this year, seeking help in crisis. The inaugural director is Joe Snowberger, a 24-year Navy Mustang who retired as a lieutenant commander, working in cryptology and surface warfare, and a badass battleship and destroyer driver. His military service afforded him exposure to more than 50 countries and numerous U.S. cities. As a civilian, he supported the military, veteran, and general communities for as many years, first as the director of operations for Downtown Vision, then as campus director at Columbia College, designing multimedia training for the military and founding the Veteran Compass. Snowberger is also the founder of the Veterans Administration's Community Veterans Engagement Board, identifying and collaborating solutions for gaps in local VA services, is one of the founders of Liberty Life Media, and holds an MBA degree. MU Veteran Care Coordinators Crystal Helmuth, an Army veteran and surviving Army vet spouse, and Tanya Cook, a retired Navy veteran, make up the team of super navigators. These veterans, along with Director Snowberger, reach out to agencies to find resources and create immediate plans to get traumatized vets and active military families immediate results. It gets tricky when there isn't a solution and you're looking at them and they're hungry or homeless, so we do everything we can do to support them, said Snowberger. Like using his own car after hours to take a family to dinner and then Walmart to get some basic supplies the same night they reached out, when nothing else was available. The biggest impact of Mission United for the veteran is having that veteran peer they can trust and work with and they know are advocating for them, said Snowberger. While all the individual organizations do what they do, it's Mission United's connecting and collaborating with the hundreds of groups out there that cut through the red tape and create solutions for each step of the vulnerable veterans' needs. Why are there so many homeless today? It's due to the population surge to Northeast Florida driven by politics, economics or post-COVID, as well as the swell of migrants and illegal aliens, which has depleted the affordable housing inventories. Additionally, some families, who have been successfully living on their fixed incomes for years, are now being faced with rental escalations or significant increases in home insurance, neither of which they can afford. That's how many, especially senior and retired vet families, become homeless. Even more challenging, being able to even find temporary shelter has become difficult, if not impossible, also, especially for elderly couples who need to stay together for health reasons as there are no shelters in the region for couples, only separate men's and women's dormitories. this is a problem for couples that must stay together as they are each other's caregiver. This was the case recently for a couple in Palatka, a former Marine in his 70s, who is on oxygen and uses a motorized cart to get around, where his wife is his caregiver and support system. In their case, not only were there no co-ed homeless shelters, but there were no shelters in Palatka or any of the surrounding counties outside of Duval. And these shelters are not designed for the average family who finds themselves homeless. None of these shelters are not only accessible for couples, but none are for men with children or veterans with service animals that keep them alive. Solutions are not easy, even with the VA and the many municipal and community resources, as nothing is immediate, and folks need shelter and food now. The work that Mission United is doing, incredibly with only 3 veterans working 9 counties, is truly saving lives and families. They not only coordinate quick solutions but continue helping as ongoing case managers to ensure the traumatized are set up to survive and then thrive. As their work is not funded by United Way, but instead by community volunteers, such as the ByStar Foundation, the Community Foundation, CSX Corporation and others, they are always in need of more help financially or through in-kind services, so they can do more. If your company or organization is looking for a worthy cause to support, keep them in mind. If you know a veteran who might need assistance, encourage them to dial 211 or 1-844-MYFLVT 844-693-5838 to be connected to community resources. United Way, as well as other agencies, can also call them directly when a vet needs help.